Well, hello people, I am Wayne. The reason you're hearing my voice right now is to explain the origins of this review. To set this up, me and P1 were waiting for Cody, and P1 decided that he had to do a tribute shot for Mrs. P1's family. Little did he know there was probably a little bit something else in that shot, so what you're about to hear is the start of him doing that shot, and then the conclusion, and then the review. So, enjoy.
Let me know when you record. Give me a thumbs
up.
Okay,
wait, what are you going to say?
I don't remember.
Salud.
Salud.
Para.
Whale.
Okay.
Salud, para, whale. Help me out, Wayne.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right, yeah.
There you go.
All right, so, my cousin-in-law. Apparently, I have to take a shot in order to show the proper respect to you. So, for me to do that, well, first thing we need to do here, as we get this lovely shot glass, we're here at the lovely Movie Spoiler Studios. Shot glass right there, and I'm feeling a little alcoholish. So you know what? I'm gonna pull up the good stuff. Fuck it. Dark alcohol is, baby. Cavassier Cognac VS. Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, get away from that now. That's lovingly. I can't believe you make me doing this, but all right then. That's enough, right? So,
you
gotta do all the way to the top. You got to go back to the line? God damn. I gotta do a show. I can't be drunk.
It's okay. You've done plenty of shows drunk.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, here's to you. Salud.
Para.
Well. Ah! Woo! Yeah. Why are you laughing at me? What'd you do to that drink?
Shit.
You fucking roofied me, didn't you? Why are you walking away laughing at me?
Poisoned your ass.
You fucking roofied me, didn't you? there was an X-pill in there. Now I'm going to be humping myself through this review, huh?
So there you are, people. That is P1 doing his mystery shot. And of course, from here on, this is about 30 minutes later when Cody finally joins us, and just listen to the state that P1 is in. So enjoy what is meant to be the Hulk versus Wolverine versus Thor review. God knows what happened to that.
See, here's the thing, too. It's like, y'all do what you do. And
it might keep you just in time.
Thank fucking God, Coach.
Okay, let's go on.
Where the fuck you been?
Oh, shit. Oh, Cody's here now. Cody's here. Yes. Cody, I was talking about you, man. I was talking about...
Okay.
You pretty, Cody. That's what I was saying to Wayne. You're just pretty.
I appreciate that.
No problem, man. And, like, the thing about that, too, is, like, that's cool and all, but, like,
Hey, we got a broken P1, Cody.
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah. It's just, I might have got slipped some ecstasy.
Yeah, while he was doing a shot for his missus' family, apparently she's drugged him, so.
did she drug you while we were recording earlier, P1?
No, just like 20, 30, some minutes ago. I don't know. Two, maybe?
Why'd you do this?
Because you say, like, drug like's a bad thing. Like, this me, baby. This is just me being me, you know?
Wait, what are you going to talk about these past few minutes?
Oh, I've got it all recorded, so don't worry. You're going to hear it all. He starts off rather normal, and then he's talking about fucking us. Then fingering people on an airplane and shit like that.
Nah, I'm connecting with you, Cody, Wayne, and Luke. Where's Luke?
Luke's not Wayne. Fucking call here. Luke's at work.
Call him, man.
He's working. Busy working.
Oh, my God, man. Let me tell you, though. Like,
this is going to be one fucked up review, people.
Like, here's the thing, like, I'm a normal guy, you know? You a normal guy.
50 Cody, minutes I've been doing this shit with you. 50 minutes.
Define normal, if you want.
Cody is like somewhat normal because he don't know his color or his race or whatever. But like that's what makes him unique. You know? It and does. Like that's why all the bitches wanna fuck him. Like, oh no, you serious, like
okay.
Including me.
Yeah, Cody, you're a handsome dude. As you said, that video you put up was glorious. It's beautiful.
It's super beautiful, man. It's like a dick and a vagina coming together and making babies. You know,
that's not really beautiful, either.
That's beautiful, Wayne.
Very sticky and messy.
Your problem is you too young to understand, Wayne.
I'm older than you, motherfucker.
You don't get it. What's that? Oh, it's a dirt bike.
He's paranoid, too, by planes flying over, too, by the way.
You'll call him back.
I call him back. No, we're about to do a review. I can't call him back.
We're not doing a review right now. Fuck that.
No. Yeah, Cody's here. He had to be here.
Cody, he's drunk.
I'm not drunk. No.
Even better.
Oh, wait. Come back here. Come here.
There's no way you get drunk from two shots.
I got something I want to show you. No. Here, let me show you. No, man, hold on, y'all.
Don't keep it.
I want hug. Hug, motherfucker.
This is where it needs to be a video show. 50 minutes, motherfucker. I've been put up for this 50 minutes. And he started off rather normal. And yeah, he's just gone into what the fuck mode is he in?
This one, you got a big ass on you.
I'm gonna fuck it sooner or later.
Yeah, poor woman.
Nah, she's not poor. She got money, and I got money, and like I'm gonna buy a dildo and fuck her there or something. I don't know.
you can get like that Hulk dildo. You know they have the Avengers dildo line.
Did they really?
They do. You can get a Hulk one, big green one.
Can you buy me one, Wink?
No, I'm not gonna buy Wank. Did you call me Wank?
Yeah, Wank. Yeah, that's like my nickname for you right now, Wank. Wank.
Fuck. This is going to be the strangest intro to Hulk versus Thor, people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hulk versus Thor versus Wolverine. Hulk versus, yes. Spoiling at the movies, people, yes. We're back.
We're back and... We don't know where P1 is, but apparently he's...
Are we all back? I think it's just two of us that are back.
Yeah, I think it's just you and me, Cody.
I'm here. What are you talking about? Here, let's do this.
Yeah, but they say mind, body, and soul. Body and soul, yes, yeah, your mind.
Let me shake off real quick. Ooh, yeah. Damn, Cody, your photo's pretty. You're a pretty motherfucker.
Still taking off my goddamn photo.
And, like, you know, the thing about this, Wayne, too, like, even though you don't have your photo up here, it's like... Like, I still see you somewhere in this, and like...
What the fuck is this talking about?
A black wolf, and you see me in there, okay.
And like, look, when you look in them eyes, look at the eyes of that one, Cody? Yeah, Cody. You look in the eyes of that, and the first thing you think of is like, damn, this seat I'm sitting in is comfortable, and it's like, when the way it rubs up on your skin, like, ooh, man.
Huh? Don't worry, his mind just goes from one topic to the other, and you just get used to it.
I have a segue to you talking about you and your ass in your seat.
I'm just saying, this
he gets
like,
distracted feeling, very easy.
It's feeling me right now.
My picture to Wayne's picture to his ass in the seat. I don't.
He's like a velociraptor now. His mind just switches very quickly to other things.
I will fuck the shit out of a velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
Yeah, well, that's a rapper.
Oh my God. It's like Idris Elba as an animal, as a dinosaur.
Now,
a velociraptor.
Now, here's the thing about Idris Elba, like...
Oh, no, we don't need to get on to Idris Elba.
Like, okay, no, Wayne. No, you told me to say something. You just said something. You told me to say something right now. Here's the thing about Elba. What's his first name again? Elba?
Idris.
Well, that's a retarded nigga name. Okay, whatever. All right, and they want him to be Bond. Okay, whatever. Let me tell you about Elba. Let me call him Elba. That's more profound, Elba. Right, here's the thing. Goddamn, I fucked up. The thing about Elba, it's like, you know, you look at, like, the street that you drive on, and you take it for granted, right? But, like, you need that street because it feels just smooth to drive on,
what
right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's like Elba and his whole career.
He's not smooth and we don't need him.
Yeah, it's the opposite of him.
Unless he's going to be doing the remake of Nightmare on Elba Street, I don't care.
Nah, you don't want to see that shit.
I would love to see him as Freddy Krueger.
He would just play an accordion for bitches or something.
It'd be scary.
You don't need to play an accordion. Just whip your dick out and you're like, there you go.
Well, Cody, I think we're going to have to kick this off because I have no idea what the fuck he should be doing.
Cody, you ever stinger somebody on an airplane before?
Oh, no.
What? What the hell does that mean?
Like, when you take your ring finger and you fold it down and you use the two, your index and middle finger to...
Alright, okay.
Push up.
Why did you have to ask this?
Oh, no, I haven't been one.
Use a thumb to, like, rotate the clit and you, like, put your pinky in the ass. There you go. It's a beautiful thing.
And that brings us to Hulk versus Four, people.
Yeah, which is Thor, yes. Spoiler at the movies, yes. I'm Cody. Yeah,
I'm Wayne, and I have no idea who the hell's with us at the moment.
I'm the final one.
What's ever left of him?
Glad you remembered his name.
Come on now. Now, Cody, be serious. Come on.
I am serious.
Oh, okay. Sexy when you're serious. That's the thing, too.
Thank you, B1. I tried.
Don't ever stop being you, Cody.
I plan on not doing that. Yeah.
Believe in your dreams. You remember the post, Cody, the dreams?
Of course, yeah. We talked about it in the podcast. We're going to talk about it right here, not be one.
We did a podcast.
Yeah, you fucking drug down son of a bitch. Yes.
Hey, look. I don't know about y'all, but this ecstasy is kicking in like a motherfucker.
It kicked
right
in a fucking long time ago.
Is it ecstasy or is it a roofie?
It's ecstasy, I think.
Okay. Anyway,
like it's left over.
So it's the original. It's the original butter bing butter boom.
Yeah, there you go.
I would like if we three of us ever got together, you'd be the Bing Wayne and Cody'd be the boom.
Oh.
Like,
and you'd be the butter.
And you motherfuckers wouldn't go nowhere. I'd have you on lockdown.
Okay.
Hulk versus Wolverine.
Yes, it starts off in, the first segment is Hulk versus Wolverine. So it starts off in Canada.
Ooh.
Yes, it starts off with Dr. Manders roaming around.
It's about Canada.
Okay.
Canadians, dude.
Canadians care about Canada, P1.
Sammy? What about Sammy? Sammy's from Canada.
Canada? Hey, don't even like Sammy. What are you talking about? Is he from, like, native India or something like that?
Native India? What the fuck is that?
India, ain't it? I don't know.
There's India, and then there's America. What do you get mixed up with, sir?
You bring up too many countries right now, Cody. Why are you complicating this idea that we need you to ask
you? I brought up two fucking countries. Anyway, yes. So Wolverine is sit down.
Me, right?
Yeah, motherfucker, that's what I'm trying to explain the goddamn synopsis if you haven't noticed.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and explain it then.
Hey, shut the fuck up there and let me explain it. Shit.
Don't be mean like that. Come on now, Cody. I love you.
You have to be mean if you just shut your fucking mouth, B1.
I love you, though.
Put a dick in it, alright? Be quiet.
I love you, too. Now shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Put both y'all dicks in it.
Okay, that's just getting creepy. I don't cross swords, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, never cross the streams.
Yes, don't cross the streams.
That's Ghostbusters. I know that. That's Ghostbusters. We talked about Ghostbusters earlier. Remember?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Yes.
It's Ghostbusters' spinoff coming out.
Yeah, so. We know. It looks good.
Nah, Wayne, you stupid now. That don't look good. No. It don't look good at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, back to this film.
Yeah, what was Wolverine doing, Cody?
You lucky. Yes. You pretty Wayne, because that's stupid, that plan.
Wolverine sit down to hunt down the Hulk in Canadian territory. And while he's doing that, he comes across some of his former colleagues from the X-Squad. Come across Omega Red.
I'm on X.
And Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
So it's pretty simple. You get a flashback to his Weapon X origin, which I think is kind of cool, actually. Yeah. Oh, I know. Really? Synergy, I know. Face, right?
Oh, fuck. Please.
So, that basically wraps up that story. It's basically pretty simple, just Hulk versus Wolverine in the woods. I mean, you had little splashes of Deadpool, Mega Red. And
that time late. That Z was in the woods with that 17-year-old girl.
I knew that was coming up.
Yeah, that's great. Hulk versus...
and, like, I think he was going to rape that girl. Like, I felt bad for her, but, you know, carry on, Coach.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, again, let me carry on. Thank you. So, I'm so kind of you. Yes, the next seven, head Hulk versus Thor.
Alright, P1's drug.
Yeah. This is way up to Asgard.
We're talking.
Yes.
He's
watching. Loki, got another conversation going on, too. Lovely. Loki comes across Dr.
Is that Jamie?
Yes, Jamie, shut up.
Hello. You
drugged up asshole.
Hey, girlfriend.
Jamie.
Yeah, she's here. She's going home now, P1, so you can say goodbye.
No, I got questions to ask you. Like,
you're drugged up like a motherfucker.
I've been advised not to answer any questions.
Damn, you got an Australian accent.
She's from Australia, you fuckwit.
I'm Australian, P1. God damn.
Like, you know, the thing was about it was, okay. Like, you know, I thought, like, you know, maybe she was from America, because, you know.
Why was she dead?
Cody, can you just slap his ass at the moment and wake his ass up?
T1, there are beautiful people everywhere. I don't know if you noticed that, but you already fucking knew it. I wasn't even telling you this.
It's the ex, Cody. You know, it's not. No, it's the ecstasy.
It's the ecstasy. You just fucking right now.
I'm just saying, Wayne needs to leave right now and just go do things with his letting his. Was it Jamie? Yeah, Jamie. That's what I'm saying.
She's going.
I'm going home.
She's going home now.
Have a good one, Jamie.
Can I watch?
Bye.
Can I watch?
You cannot watch, smart.
I'll call you later.
Bye, Jamie. Right. I love her already. She's
sweet. Shut up, P1.
All right, Wayne. I'll shut up for you, just because you asked.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll be back in a sec. You just do the synopsis, and I'll be back, Cody.
Yes. So Loki brings out Dr. Banner using his magic. So he's trying to use his scheme to...
Did Wayne just leave?
He'll be back, don't worry. He's trying to get revenge on his half-brother Thor. And, actually, all of Asgard, pretty much, using the Hulk. But...
Asgard!
Soon after that, luckily, this is all during Odin's sleep. You know, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's his yearly sleep where he goes, how long does he go to sleep for? Do you know, Peter? I know you're an expert in all things Marvel.
Yeah, especially okay. Thor. It's almost, in Earth time... It's like almost a lifetime, but like in Asgard, I believe it's about like a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, there you go. Obviously, that's a couple of weeks according to anyone. So yes, this is during Odin's sleep, so he can't do anything about it. So basically, Asgard's
under dad. And like, if he's awakened, like he'll lose power and shit. You know.
Okay. There you go.
That means he won't be as strong as he is because like he looks over the nine realms, and like. Yes. The thing about watching the Nine Realms is like, how do Cody, you ever watch a porno?
Maybe here or there, yes, maybe.
Okay, so it's like, you know, you hitting it real hard, and then next you know, you take your eye off of it, and then next you know it, bam, it's all done. That's what his sleep is like, you know, if he's astir or waking up.
Okay, so his sleep is like watching porn, correct?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's a cool analogy.
Only if he's
disturbed.
Yeah. His sleep is like porn, but if he's disturbed, it's almost like someone interrupted the jerk session.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, totally.
She'd feel totally me. Cool.
What? The fuck did you just say?
You heard me, man. Come on.
Yeah, you kind of cut out there for a second, sir.
What's going to happen?
Okay. Anyway, yes. So eventually, Hulk slips out of his magic control, and he bands up with the brothers to find a way to save Banner, because actually they get split apart during this second. I forgot about that. Yeah, so they're both separate entities. Banner is one person, and the Hulk is one person. So thought that was a cool concept they used in this film.
Mm-hmm.
So they all band together to stop the Rampage and the Hulk. And that's the end of the synopsis, my man.
Man, where's Wayne at? I gotta tell him.
He'll be back, don't worry. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing, like,
is this about the movie or about something else?
It's about the movie. Come on, man. We talking about movies.
It's one stay on track, my friend. It's one stay on track.
I don't blame you. Like, that's the problem with, like, some people. Like, staying on track seems to be hard, and that's why, like, they can't get it up.
Motherfucker, I think you said this about the movie. What the fuck are you doing right now?
Which one are we talking about? Wolverine or
whichever one you want to talk about first, my man. Whichever one.
That motherfucker with the hammer is good looking as shit, dude. Like, when he bring that hammer down, it, done deal. Everything's done with. You know it's coming to an end. Like, right there, bam, boom, bada bing, bada boom. Right, Cole? You know that.
Boom.
And, like, the movie ain't, like, perfect or whatever, but, like, it's they're both, like, 30 minutes long.
Yes.
So, you know, you're getting a double feature of just some cool action scenes of, like, what was it? A what-if story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, it's not really what-if in the Marvel Universe, because Hulk is always fighting some motherfucker or something, so.
Well, you know, Wolverine, they tussle sometimes, and actually Hulk and Thor, too, so.
Yeah, and, you know, the only reason why I threw Wolverine in there is because he can survive a blow from the Hulk. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Ain't no, I mean, there ain't no other fucking reason for that.
I mean, I thought the fight was entertaining enough.
Oh, no, Cody, you beautiful
I'm
thing.
Ooh, I'm back. Back to save you, Cody. Sorry about that, Cody.
No, don't worry.
Where you been at, Wayne? Where you been at?
I was just saying goodbye, that's all.
To who?
You what? Know who, dickhead.
Somebody left?
Yeah, your brain did.
No, I'm still here, I think. It's somewhere up there. I'm gonna stinger that motherfucker later. God damn, these clothes are comfortable as shit, yo. Like,
oh my god, he's still going on about his clothes.
They are.
Man, like, this shirt is sexy.
You know what you need to do, Bill? I think you need to give Cody and me a raise in money, and that would be really good.
I agree.
Especially now, while your mind's open and focused, I reckon it's a good time.
Come earn it, then. Come get it. I'll be waiting.
Is a check in your pants?
I got George Washington in my mouth right now. Come get it, Wayne.
What part are we up to, Cody?
I just explained a synopsis. I thought P1 was going to give his thoughts on the first segment, Hulk versus Wolverine.
I was talking about it because you said you enjoyed it, like, right? That's what you said, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, Wayne came in and interrupted so sexually. And, like, I was just saying that, like, I agree with you, Cody. Like, come on, baby. Cody, this is me and you, baby. Like, come on. Like, this is L.A. You know that, right? Like, we got to stick together because... Cody, keep this a secret, but people like Wayne, they want to see us fall because we black. But, you know...
Okay.
But here's the thing, though, Cody. You're not really black, so I don't know if you knew that or not, but...
Yeah. I think he knows. I think everybody knows since they listen to these podcasts. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But the thing about the Hulk versus Wolverine, like, you know, for 30 minutes, it's cool, man. It's forgettable, but it's cool. Like, you know, you put it on, you forget about it, but, like, you know, it's a cool what-if action movie because it damn sure ain't no fucking story in that shit. I mean, I think the three of us make a story together, you know?
Yeah, there's no story at all, really.
I think there's more of a story in this podcast at the moment.
Yeah, hell yeah. Story of the year right now.
And he's gone.
Oh, P1, where art thou?
I'm sorry, I got distracted by the floor.
Oh, fuck. Sexy-ass floor.
It is. Right? You've seen it, Cody, right?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, like...
Just don't carve any holes in it, all right? Then you can fuck it for real.
You ever take your shoes off and just rub your feet through it, though?
No, I do not, actually. I don't think I've ever taken my shoes off in your house.
Nah, you don't get comfortable enough, then.
Yeah, I think I get comfortable. I think I'm good, yeah.
I'll make you comfortable.
Yeah, that's all right. I can make myself comfortable. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
What was going on? Oh, yeah, you know what the best part about Wolverine? It was Deadpool. There you go. He's funny.
He is funny, yes. Seeing him get his ass whooped.
And, like, the voice work was real. That was hilarious. Like, the credits end, and, like, he said he lived, and the Hulk smashed his ass. I laughed.
Yep, voiced by the great Nolan North.
It's awesome.
Who's that?
You know what that is, Wayne?
No, name's familiar, but what's
voices like every fucking voice of Nathan Drake and the Deadpool video
game. Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Wayne don't like Marvel, Cody, so, like, Wayne don't, like, you know, he don't look up these people and stuff like that. Like, but if you show him, like, some Superman shit or something, like, he'd like that shit or something.
I didn't like Man of Steel, so we won't go there.
What was that? Sorry.
Man of Steel was shit, Wayne. Come on, we've been telling you that for 2 years now. Come on. Cody, he was the one that liked it. He was the one that liked it, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, I can tell you that.
Nah, Cody, you ain't ignorant. You wouldn't like that, no.
Well, I would not. You're right, you're absolutely
Wayne
right.
Wayne, on the other hand, I don't know. Wayne, he's from Australia, so you know, they kind of weird and different, but I know he liked it.
I loved that.
Yeah. And especially when Superman put that suit on, he was really liking it. His dick was all hanging out that outfit and shit.
The fuck? I don't remember that part, but alright.
Well, we must have saw the same different movie.
I think that was the porno version he was watching.
Must have saw the same different movie. What the fuck does that mean?
The same different movie, cuz, you know.
Anyway, so any negatives other than the ones you mentioned, P1, for Hope vs. Wolverine?
You know, the thing about it is, it's like, is it even a movie, really? This is more like just an episode of a TV show.
Yeah, it really is just a segment, just to see them beat the shit out of each other. I mean, basically.
Yeah, and it was cool, but then it ended quickly, and then they, once again, Marvel gotta tell you a fucking background story of Wolverine. I'm like, God damn, you can't have this nigga in a fucking show or a movie and not tell me about his fucking origin and story. I'm like, God damn, was that needed, seriously?
Well, at least it's better than the actual movie itself, so we'll get a point
for
that.
You got a point there, Cody. That's why you 31. You got a point there, so never mind. Let me shut the fuck up then, because that is a good fucking point right there, Cody, because goddamn.
It was only like, 5 minutes total in here, but damn, that entire 5 minutes is better than the entirety of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
God, these filmmakers always say, oh, Wolverine's one of the most interesting characters, whatever, and yet every time he's on screen, it's the same fucking story over. Yeah, he's so interesting that we got to keep rehashing the same shit over.
Oh, shit, man.
Wayne, who do you think is interesting?
Who do I think is interesting?
Yeah.
You at the moment, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. I love you too, Wayne. I love you.
You're very interesting at the moment. But I can actually say I did not watch the Hulk versus Wolverine one. I actually missed that one.
Ah, okay. I'm going to ask you about it.
I have seen it. I have seen it a long time ago.
Oh, I thought it was together, you know? When you watch one, you watch the other, right?
Oh, I was going to, but I forgot.
We'll Foul Ring of both combined, I guess, toward the end, but what would you give this one on his own, P1?
Oh, this one on his own? Man, you know, I was thinking about this.
Oh, God, here we go.
I've seen this plenty of times, whatever. It's like, this movie is like Melissa McCarthy to people.
Okay.
Explain.
It's fucking ugly, a fat, untalented fucking piece of shit. Oh. Like, every now and then, when you want to get one out, I guess you just, like, rub up on her or something. No.
What?
That's what this movie is like, I'm just saying.
So, admit to rubbing it out to Melissa McCarthy?
That's what he kind of just, what he just said, yeah.
No, I'm not saying me, I said people.
Oh.
Because, like, people sit up here and say she's untalented, but she makes a shitty movie, and they go, like, oh, you know, she's great. And, like, you know, the thing about that, though, is just, like, I mean, you know, it's hard because, you know.
I bet it's hard at the moment.
It is hard, actually. It's really hard, actually. But 8 inches is hard, but.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't get a ruler out real quick.
Too bad you won't be able to use it when you're roofied up, man.
I'm not roofie. What are you talking about? Ecstasy is not drugs, okay? It's a pill that makes you feel good. But, it's like Advil. Take it every 10 hours or something. What was I talking about now?
Melissa McCarthy. And
about how it's like the Hulk Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, this is hard to review for the simple fact that, like, it's fine, it's decent, but it's not doing anything out there, I guess, whatever. I mean, it's also, I mean, I was telling Cody the concept of this. I mean, they just threw Wolverine in there because he can survive a punch from the Hulk. So,
yeah.
I mean, the action was shot in there. I didn't really
care. Yeah, but isn't that how Wolverine came into the world? Fighting the Hulk?
No. It's not. No way. No. He loved you pretty, man.
Well, was it the Hulk? So about okay, you, who, how did they introduce... One of the characters was introduced fighting the other one, wasn't it?
I don't think Wolverine was introduced fighting the Hulk. No.
No. Wayne, you didn't even see the movie, man.
I'm just talking about the actual origin of the character. I thought one of them was brought in when they actually met.
They're damn sure ain't Wolverine. No. No. No, Wayne.
I can't remember. I don't know. You know, I don't know shit all about fucking history.
I bet if it was DC, you would, though.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, Wayne, I love you, see? That's why I love you, because your honesty never...
Oh, shit. You know, I just looked it up. I am so sorry. We're full of shit, P1, you and I.
Oh,
Wayne, you're absolutely right. Wolverine's first appearance was indeed in The Incredible Hulk.
You'll never live that one down, boys.
Let us shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're talking about the movie. Oh.
I'm talking about the character of Wolverine.
Oh,
that's why he fought the Hulk in this. Yeah.
I was like saying, like, you didn't even watch the movie, Wayne. What are you talking about?
No, like, I know shit about Marvel.
Man, dude.
God. I'm just going to read it. The character verse pit in the last panel of The Incredible Hulk, issue 180. Full
appearance. Wayne, did you read?
No, I can't read at all.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Like everybody else
talking about comic books, man, you don't know how much unsexy you just became talking about comic books, man.
I just read the pretty pictures.
Oh, that's better. I like that. I like when you talk like that, Wayne. You had like some kind of accent or something like that. I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it's an Australian accent. Yeah.
I thought it was that step it and fetch it accent from Transformers.
Too. Nothing like that.
I guess I give it a rent it. I'll give it a rent it.
Rent it, okay. I'm gonna give it a shrimp. Cause it's bare bones and shit. I mean, the fight is entertaining. Don't get me wrong, Deadpool's cool, but other than that, just like, it's really kind of just there. Like, I really didn't get anything from it. I mean, it's over and done with quick, so that's nice, but...
just like P1's kind of... sex life at the moment.
Right? Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I mean, other than that, yeah, this is a very low stream, so yeah. Just getting the Hulk versus Thor out, since Wayne, it's the only one you saw.
I did see this.
You should give your thoughts on it first.
I'm fucking so forgettable, because I can't remember shit all about this, and I only fucking watched it, like, out of the day. And I literally have fucking forgotten most of this shit. If the plot line, trying to work out what the fuck the plot was actually involving. Like, it's the same shit of obviously... trying to take over Asgard and fucking all this
typical shit.
It's Loki, I can't do it as fucking myself because I'm fucking hopeless, so I'm going to use the Hulk and bring Bruce Banner to Asgard and just fight my brother and kill him. And it's like, okay, well, that's pretty much the plot right there.
that's basically it. The only interesting part I thought about it was how they separated the Hulk and Dr. Banner.
Yes.
That's cool, but other than that was different. This is basic shit.
Really. Yeah.
Perfect course.
The thing is, like, and even at the end, I have to be one with the Hulk because I'm the only one who could control the Hulk and all this shit, like, whatever the fuck you're talking
about. Yeah.
It seemed like an actual interesting concept, but you can't stand that shit.
You're missing the point.
Oh, God, here we go.
That's, like, what I've been saying, because everybody wants to see Planet Hulk movie, and I'm like, Hulk is not that interesting of a character. It's Bruce Banner is what makes him interesting, and when you're right. Like, the fact that, like Cody said so beautifully, it's like, you separate him, and it's like, wow, man, look at this character, dude. He's got so much depth to him. And, like, what's that? What is that?
That's probably the floor. Yeah.
Damn, Wayne, you in my house right now? What?
Yes, I'm in your house. I'm in your pants at the moment, actually.
Ooh, oh, there you go.
Hold on, give me a moment.
You shouldn't have told him that. Did you tell him that?
Because he's distracted, so that we can go back to reviewing the film.
I don't see you, Wayne. It's pretty black in here. I don't see white.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. I'm actually trying to write in here. Hulk versus Thor. Who wrote this shit?
That is a great question, because I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring this shit up. Hulk versus Thor.
Yeah, no shit, P1. That'll be Craig Kyle and
Chris Yates. What are you doing right now, Cody?
Looking at the writers.
Did they write both of them?
That is a good question. I don't know. One wrote the other. They wrote both together. I don't know.
One wrote the other one, and the other wrote the other.
Okay. Well, yes. There you go. That's your answer.
Perfect. Bruce Banner.
This is like my thing.
I don't even recognize any of these voice actors either.
Marvel.
Fred Tascator. I think that's how you say his name. He's done the Hulk before.
Yeah.
He did the old cartoon.
Yep.
Like Christopher Yost, he's like writing the next Thor movie. If I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that Carl, what's his name is? Yeah, Carl Reese or Craig Carl, whatever he's
called. Oh, yeah, he wrote fucking Thor Dark World. Oh, shit.
And, like, Christopher Yost, remember, Cody, he did that, the Little Avengers, the kids.
Oh, damn.
And he did my favorite, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
He did that one, too?
Yeah, and he also did The Batman, too.
Holy shit, he did, too.
Yeah. He's done a lot more shit.
I know this guy. This guy, he sucks. Yeah,
he did Thor the Dark World. Yeah, it's too for himself.
Nah, Cody, the fact that he lives, that's how he did bad. So.
What?
I don't know what the hell he's on about.
What?
He's in his own little world.
Yeah, I don't recognize any of these voice actors. I don't recognize none of them.
Matthew Wolf is familiar, but I don't know where the fuck I know him from.
Graham McTavish.
I'm just going to lay right here for a minute.
You do that.
Yeah,
have a little sleep.
Ray Griffin is Sif. Kerry Washington is Amora. Bryce Johnson is Bruce Banner. Janice Jod as Hela. Yeah, Jay Brazil as Volstagg. Jonathan Holmes as Fandral. Yeah, I don't know any of these motherfuckers. Oh, Steve Bloom is Wolverine. So, yeah, obviously, that's obvious. And then no one knows if it's Deadpool. Yeah. Hey, everyone else, it's not a, no. It's not a fanfare of voice actors, if you will.
Now, usually you got, like, some big celebrities in there, but there's not one motherfucker in here.
That's well, actually... What they're doing here is Nolan North.
Yeah. Otherwise, that's it. No one else.
You know, the thing about the voice acting, you know, it's like... They're all okay. Everybody's okay. I mean, every time we do one of these, I mean, really, has there been any terrible voice acting in these shows we do? I mean,
no,
they're all
really
fine. They're all fine.
What about Justice League War?
Voice acting was fine. The movie was shit. That's all.
One of them was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, it was that black one. What was his name again, Cody? The robotic black man?
I was talking about Wonder Woman. Her voice acting.
Well, she's terrible at anything, though, so I don't count.
Trying to avoid that right now.
She's been terrible since the goddamn 60s, so shit.
That's because she's a woman. You know, they're not a feminist leader. They don't need to be strong. They need to be just weak and put back in
the... Oh, place. Man, feminist leaders just need to get some dick in her, man. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was just reading her post on her video.
Oh, she called Cody scum.
She called you scum. Not me.
Called you too. Don't be trying to leave yourself out.
I thought she just called you scum. Okay.
Wayne, read the question.
On your video, yeah, it says you see, this is what I'm talking about. You're nothing more than a fake black man. I expect this out of P1 because he's nothing but an ignorant black scum to the world, but I see the rest of you want to follow him. Someone seriously needs to rid the world of fake black scum like you, Cody. So there you go.
So I'm not real scum. I'm just fake black.
You're fake black scum. So.
I'm not scum. Awesome.
Yeah, so you're fake scum.
Yeah. You're wrong, man. You fuck, Cody, man.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. I should have answered that question better in the actual episode. Yeah.
So yeah, so you're just, you're fake, you're not black, and you're not scum. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
But what that has to do with all this as well, I have no idea.
Scum is like, the thing about scum is like, it's all connected. If
okay, what are you talking about?
And rubs together as one, whatever.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And like,
about?
Cody, since me and you are both scum, we can connect.
You know? I'm not scum, that's wants us to connect. I'm gonna point that out. You're actually scum. I'm not.
Why are you not scum?
Because she's not scum. No, fake black scum.
Yeah, she calls you an ignorant black scum, but she calls Cody a fake black scum. So
I mean, I'm not scum.
Yeah,
Cody is Blake.
He's not Blake.
Fuck, I met Blake.
God, I'm getting it's rubbing off on me, man. I'm getting fucked up just listening to him.
Cody. Wait a minute, Cody, you can bake?
But what? Bake?
No, I'm not Blake P1, I'm sorry.
Blake Williams. There you go.
I was about to say, dude, because he's pretty, too. And like, the thing about Blake, too, is like, he's going to get ass because he can bake. So, that's Blake, people.
I have no idea what the fuck you're on about.
Aren't you just a complimented motherfucker today?
Man, everybody is pretty except for Melissa McCarthy. But other than that, everybody's fine. The feminist leader may even be a man for all we know. So
you are such a charmer, Mr. One.
I'm just keeping it honest and real.
So also, so me and Cody can get out of reviewing Sex in the City because you're in such a lovely mood.
Oh yeah, such a lovely mood. Yeah, can we? Is that possible, Mr. One?
Nah, you gotta see Sex.
Motherfucker.
Oh, that's right, y'all lost. Yeah. Like, that sucks that y'all lost, because, like, it's like, you have to, like, watch, like, fake bitches, like, fuck and do shit.
That is a great synopsis right there.
Shouldn't be done. You know?
Motherfucker, I saved you from taking your 78%, so you should be fucking happy, alright?
Shit, I saved him. Yeah, I saved him before, too. Yeah. You guys should answer that after you called after me, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, son of a bitch.
Well, like, here's the thing, though. Like, somebody's got to do it. I'm glad you two are on it.
Shut the fuck up.
That's good. I'm glad you guys are on it. And no other people I would trust to give something like that to than Cody and Luke. I mean, what's your... Wayne? Yeah, Wayne.
Right.
Damn, wrong brother. Jesus Christ.
Man, Cody, they sound alike. What do you expect? Shit.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's all our Australians. We all look the same and sound the same. You should know that, buddy.
You all white people look alike. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course
about?
We do.
That's why I feel like if you fuck one, you fuck them all, you know?
Jesus. Anyway, we're going to find a rating on Hope vs. Thor.
P1 first, because that'll take a while.
Oh, yeah. P1, what are your thoughts about Hulk vs. Thor? I haven't heard your shit yet, so what do you think about Hulk vs. Thor, sir?
It's beautiful, baby.
It's beautiful, okay.
It's beautiful, like, you know, it's like the same thing as Hulk vs. Wolverine, like, but I will say this, though, this one probably had more of a story to it just because it's simpler and easier to put together. But, like,
yeah,
you know.
It. Yeah, I give it that.
Cause you know the whole Weapon X thing, man. That's like, that's a whole history right there. And, you know, for the whole Hulk one, it's easier just to say, "Hey, Loki, want to take over Asgard?" You know. But like, you know, what was I talking about?
Damn, you lost your train of thought already. Damn.
I saw some ass walk by. That's why.
Jesus Christ! That's just, you ain't get Alzheimer's, man. Shit, you fucked.
Somebody gonna fuck me? What?
No, well, it won't be one of us. Let me tell you that right now.
I'm about to say, dude, because like, hey, Cody, I'm free right now, baby. What's up?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's what Miss One is for. Here you go.
Yeah, bring her back in the room.
That. I already did that, and I'm gonna do it again. Like,
oh, there you go. You wanna fuck something? Go fuck your wife.
But like, I'll fuck you too, Cody. Don't discriminate. No,
that's, I'm not discriminating. I'm saying I don't want any part of that. Saying, you got your nice lady over there. Make love to her.
But if you ever do, Cody, if you ever do, I'm here for you, okay?
There would be at a point where I would be in that scenario, sir. So, just get that shit out of your head, right?
When what's her name, dump you, I'll be here for you, too. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Wayne, here's the thing, baby. You gotta stop being an asshole, dude. Cause, like, you know, you want this thing, you and, I forgot her name, but y'all gonna do it.
Jamie, goddamn.
Jamie, y'all gonna do something beautiful together, and like, wear a condom, alright? That's all I can say.
Oh, fuck, so.
I think he's old enough to have the story.
Every time you do it, just wear a condom, Wayne, because you'd be a terrible father. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Like, you'd just be a terrible father. I'm sorry. I love you, man, but you're terrible.
I agree. I'm not going to argue with you for a second about that.
And Jamie don't need your seed up in her. So, oh, you know. God. That's her name, right, Cody?
What, seed?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
not seed.
Yeah, fucking time, yeah.
Okay. You good with names, Cody. Yeah, right. Nah, Hulk and Thor, Thor, it was Thor and Wolverine, Thor and Hulk, so it's two, the green one and the long-haired pretty one, like, the thing about that, though, like, I, personally, you could even say that, even not simply as it was, it had the most story to it just because of that whole Bruce Banner conflict, you know?
Agreed.
They tried to have elements of it in Hulk versus Wolverine, but it was just short and sweet because everybody just, yeah, Wolverine's a badass, you know, so you gotta have him fight him. But, nah, you know, this one stuff falls in the same stack for me or whatever. They're in it.
Okay. Yeah,
he's very pretty. Yes, he is. He's Storm, so yeah.
So you fuck him, man. Oh, is what you
say? I didn't say all that. I've been saying he's a pretty man. Didn't say I would fuck him. Didn't say I wouldn't fuck him. I just say he's a pretty man. That's it.
Cody, if he's pretty, just fuck him, dude. Seriously.
I don't think that's how the world works. If you just see a pretty person, just fuck him. I don't think that's how.
If they say yes, you might as well, sure.
Well, people, I don't necessarily follow that philosophy.
Yeah, a lot of people think Idris Elba's handsome. Doesn't mean I want to fuck that guy.
That nigga's ugly, though. That's a difference. He got Forrest Whitaker eyes and shit. I mean,
the next James Bond.
He's got that forehead that has ridges in it and shit. His back of his head look like Pringles. Come on. I mean, he is not good look. People just saying that because they just afraid of admitting they racist. That's all.
Whereas I'm not afraid at all. I'm okay with it.
I don't blame you because you played with the blood-stained niggers, didn't you?
God damn.
Yeah. Didn't you play with them, Wayne?
No, they were a sporting club years and years ago that's still around now, but their name changed a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Y'all take showers together and shit?
I still do.
Damn, dude. I didn't even come to Australia, dude. Seriously.
But yes, Cody, what would you rate this cool, shit?
I was gonna, this is another stream. I mean, it's, like you said, it's pretty much the same basis as fucking Hulk versus Wolverine. It's cool. It's only 30 minutes, so it gets you in there and gets you out.
Not a whole lot. Just like sex. 30 minutes, yep, gets you in, just, gets you out.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. So, right, yeah. You know,
it's just like sex, see, but after 30 minutes, why you just can't get it back up in 2 minutes and just go again? I mean, what the fuck? Why gotta be like 30 minutes?
Because you're drunk, P1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do that on a normal day, though. I mean,
but the thing is, if you just want to get over and done with, just like this movie, it can be 30 minutes, and you just say, get it done, and go away, and off you go. 30 minutes, off you go. Bada-bing, bada-boom, done.
But why didn't I tell you that earlier? Like, me and you and Cody could do something like that, and you didn't like
that. I'm in Australia, I'm sorry. I can't travel that far. It's a long way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I just don't want to put up with that shit. So that's my
case. I would fuck y'all, but I'd leave you, too, at the same time.
That's fantastic. That doesn't surprise me.
Cody, I don't know. He would feel awkward about it when he wakes up, so.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Awkward. He'd be feeling well relaxed.
Wayne would just, he'd like it too much.
Oh, fuck off.
Wayne, come on. Just come out that closet. Come on. Stop trying to suppress this or whatever. Just come out the closet, Wayne, already. Come on.
People, come on. I will say for this, Hulk versus Thor.
Yeah. I know you Australian, you're trying to live up to this type, but you need to come out the closet, Wayne.
I have no closet. I don't like closets.
I mean, what other grown-ass man likes He-Man and shit? Come on.
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
See?
I'm more insulted that Jamie didn't even know who He-Man was.
Actually, movie spoilers, we actually appreciate it if you came out of the closet instead. It would make sense, I mean.
No, thank you. According to your movie spoiler fans, I'm the biggest bastard 1 week, and then the next week I'm the most caring and passionate person the following week.
Because you won a war, remember?
And Tom Brady! Who the fuck is that cunt? This fucking insane comedy went on fucking Jurassic World. Fucking cheating fucking NFL playing motherfucker. Fuck off. Tom Brady. Fucking idiot. Anyway, people. Thor versus Wolverine. Thor versus Hulk. Whatever the fuck. Hulk versus Thor. You guys summed it up. 30 minutes just to have a good action fest fight. The end. It is nothing more than a low stream. It's entertaining for what it is, but my god, you can't pull out a fucking story like this in half an hour. You need to actually go into detail and fucking make it a movie or whatever, but 30 minutes, god knows how the fuck you can make an entertaining short film out of that. If it was an episode of a TV series, yeah, no problem. 30 minutes, you just walk in, get the fuck out, and you're done. But to actually do a movie? Like, shit. And I will agree with you on this, P1. You cannot do a Planet Hulk movie based on the fucking Hulk alone. It don't work. I don't know where he's going.
That's why he's beautiful.
He's off boots.
Thank you.
But I guess, yeah, that wraps it up then, people. Like, P1's life at the moment, God knows where it's going.
Yeah, I sure as hell don't know where the fuck that shit's going. He doesn't.
He's just going to wander off to the kitchen and do whatever the fuck he's going to do.
What the fuck is he playing? He's playing this rating man. Oh my god, what the fuck?
Well, you know what? I think it's a good way to end it there, Cody.
Three. That raining man. It's raining P1.
Alright, people, I reckon we can end it there. I'll see you later, Cody.
God, I'm so horny.